father had an equal, I mean, his education was equal to about a fourth grade. He said it was. He was a one of the older boys in the family. There's eight children in the family. And he had to stop in the spring of the year and make the crops, and then he was out in the fall of the year getting the wood and things like that. And I think it depended on him more than did some of the other older ones.
That was largely true of my own father.
Yeah.
Eight children, he had his brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
In terms of his occupation, what did he
do? Well, he farmed.
What did she do?
Well, he farmed first. Then, he was a merchant from 1929 to, in the 60s, at a country store in Newfoundland. Mother was a housewife. And Fort helped him to the store. Back then, it took two or three of us children on Saturday to help out the store. Always a big day there. Quite a bit of public work going on in the timber business.
That would be particularly a big day. In terms of your maternal grandparents, your mother's parents, do you remember much about their birthplace? Do you know much about them?
Well, my grandfather on my mother's side was originally from Georgia, and he died when I was about 2 years old in Tuscaloosa County. And my mother was from Fayette County, and my grandmother, rather. She died when my mother was only 9 years old.
What about your father's grandparents? Your father's parents?
Yeah. My grandfather was raised in Fayette County, and also my grandmother, both. Born in Fayette County.
Makes you pretty much native, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
Okay, and your wife's age?
She's 69, mm-hmm. Also.
She's a Baptist, too?
Yeah. She was a Baptist. She was married. There wasn't a Baptist church in the community. We lived out in the country the first year we were married. Mm-hmm. So she joined the Baptist Church. Mm-hmm.
And her educational level was?
She had a master's degree. She was a doctor. Took her about 20 years to get it. She worked, school in summer. Like that, you know how they. The teachers, they require them to go continue their education.
Right.
She did that. Not necessarily because she was required, because she wanted to. She agreed in being educated, or trying to get an education.
So she's been teaching here?
Yeah.
Where was that?
She taught in Fayette County for 33 years.
And in public schools?
Yeah.
Could you count for me slowly from number 1 to 20?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, the number after 19 is